Hi, I've got some good tips for you in dealing with blood pressure problems. They're very common in our society. The ones I'm going to recommend, of course, alternative. You want to use the advice of your doctor, but also if you could possibly get the second opinion of an integrative MD. It's a medical doctor who does all the Western medicine testing, but also can suggest treating your blood pressure, perhaps, if possible, without medication, prescription drugs, and treat it alternatively to see if it's possible to get your blood pressure under control, whether it's high or low. I think meditation is important. Often stress is linked to hypertension, and meditation will help. I think sprinting is really important. Some people like to do exercise classes like yoga or stretching. They can be very important. If back to the sprinting, 3 30-second sprints 3 times a week, but build up slowly because you don't want your blood pressure to peak. So you maybe start off just sprint 3 seconds, then build up slowly, 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 and I think you're going to see from the sprinting a decrease in the blood pressure or blood pressure coming up if you have low blood pressure. Alternative therapists can help if there's some negative emotions there. People with hypertension or low blood pressure often are prone toward goodism or perfectionism, and they sometimes have an acidic diet. So you want to change your diet. You can use magnesium oil to spray into water, healthy water, spray onto your body. You can use magnesium cream for chronic muscular tensions that can be associated with this. Also, magnesium flakes in a bathtub or Epsom salt can help relax you. And just don't make the bathtub if you have hypertension. Don't have the water too hot. Keep it just like lukewarm, and that would be safer for you. Sometimes people with high blood pressure report having long-standing emotional problems that they don't seem to be able to resolve, so the pressure builds up slowly over time. Before you know it, you're in a danger zone, so this is not good. And people with low blood pressure, they seem to have this common theme where they didn't feel loved as a child. So it's something that you can deal with in therapy to talk about these things, and I think the psychosomatic cause in any illness is important to look at, but it could be a major cause in dealing with blood pressure. We like to also use Coherence 123, very effective technology that you can learn to use for yourself. You can access through the Global Healing Exchange, and it includes EFT and tapping, Psych-K, which is psychology kinesiology, integrating the left and right hemispheres of the brain and body, and also 9 positions, which is the way through the eyes to access and release trauma that could be an underlying cause of your blood pressure problems. I hope some of these help you. I want you to get your blood pressure under control, get your life going again so you feel good about yourself, without that stress in the body mind. Good luck.